Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Florence and the Machine to Des in the Golf. Morning, Des.
Good morning to you. Yeah, we'll be chatting with Donal Lennon in a few moments about Ireland-Japan. But in that golf, overnight leader Shane Lowry has picked up a shot in his second round at the Abu Dhabi Championship, but he still, despite that, slipped three shots behind. Lowry has moved to 9 under par after seven holes, but three strokes behind his friend and playing colleague Tommy Fleetwood, who's gone to 12 under with four birdies in the opening seven holes. Rory McIlroy just begun with a birdie on the first. He's gone to 5 under. Tom McKibben 2 over par after 11 holes of that second round. In Mexico overnight, Seamus Power 4 under at the Worldwide Technology event, but despite that good start, he's still seven shots off the lead. Last night's European football programme in the UEFA Conference League, Shamrock Rovers very unlucky. A 90th minute penalty denied them a famous victory in Athens against AEK. It finished 1-1. Graham Burke scored a very good first half penalty in that the fans were shining lasers into his eyes while he was taking the penalty. It was very obvious on camera. But the Rovers defence was fantastic and they held out until the 90th minute, and then a very harsh penalty given against Rovers. A handball against substitute Danny Grant, but he appeared to have been fouled by the home skipper Mantelos, but it did bring AEK a point. Now, 10-man Shelburne fell to their second defeat of the group stages. They had a man sent off after 16 minutes. James Norris shown a straight red card. And then the goal that beat them had two deflections. But Shells did create a number of chances. Their skipper, though, Mark Coyle, said they're fed up now with their unlucky stories.
I think the sending off obviously changes the game. But I think we still created numerous chances even after that. You've seen our quality and you've seen that we had them opportunities. So I think if one or two of them go out, or even one of them goes in, you know, it changes the layout of the game again. So we were obviously extremely disappointed because, as you said, we know we've left 3 points out there, but we're sort of fed up hearing the hard luck stories because even the last game away in Skansia was something similar. So we have to dust ourselves off now, and we know we have three massive games coming up and we have to put our best foot forward going into them.
Margins are very tight in European football, aren't they?
Yeah, 100%, Logan. I think that's why it's so tough to take, you know, because the last two games especially, look, I think on the balance of play, even there tonight, like, I think on the chances created, you know, with 10 men, I think we still we're unlucky to lose, really. And that says a lot, going down to 10 men. So I really believe with 11, you know, you're getting 3 points, but that's not how football always goes. So you have to take the rough with the smooth.
You mentioned the fact that you've got three games to come, and they're tough ones, aren't they? You've got, like, the Crystal Palace, and then you've got to go to Alkmaar for the next game now at the end of November. So it's not getting any easier, is it?
No, 100%. Look, we know what we're going into, but there are also games that you have to be excited for. And there's no game that any footballer really goes into and thinks, oh, we're going to roll over. You know, we're going to have a right cut off them, as Ollie Horgan would always say. So look, that's what we plan on doing, and that's things that we're excited for now. You know, we have that to look forward to now in a few weeks. So it's about dusting ourselves off after this and get looking forward to that.
That's Mark Coyle. Now, elsewhere in the Conference League, Crystal Palace were 3-1 winners over Troy Parrott's AZ Alkmaar. Aberdeen drew 0-0 with Larnaca in Cyprus. In the Europa League, Celtic's revival under Martin O'Neill came to a sharp halt. They were beaten 3-1 by Midtjylland. The Danish side scored all three goals in seven first-half minutes. Aston Villa beat Maccabi Tel Aviv 2-0 to go sixth in the table. Rangers are bottom, no points. They lost 2-0 at home to Roma. Evan Ferguson not involved with Roma, he's injured. Nottingham Forest drew 0-0 in Austria with Sturm Graz, and Robbie Keane's Ferencvaros are an impressive third in the table after another victory, 3-1 this time over Ludogorets of Bulgaria. There's a big game at Talca Park tonight. Bray Wanderers meet Waterford in the final of the promotion relegation series with a place in next season's Premier Division at stake. Also today, the Irish rugby team have their captain's run at the Aviva ahead of tomorrow's game against Japan. And to look ahead to it, we're joined now by Donal Lennon. Morning, Donal.
How you doing, Des?
Obviously, we're expected to win this game. Could you put it, though, in a broader context for us?
Yeah, look, I think absolutely we're expected to win it, but I think it's an important game in the context of the shortcomings last week at the set piece in our attacking and in our kicking game, and also being mindful in what's coming down the line over the next 2 weeks. Joe Schmidt's Australia are here tomorrow week, and South Africa, the number one team in the world, the following week. So it's a huge game from that point of view. It was obvious that Andy Farrell was going to make changes. He's made 8 in total. 4 up front, 4 in the back line. But yet I think he's made, it's still a very balanced side mixed with experience and opportunities for other players.
Yeah, one of those, and a lot of people very happy for Tom Farrell, who'll get his first cap. but he's 32. It's not really building for the future.
Yeah, it is a concern when you consider that Stuart McCluskey was brought back into the midfield last week at 33 years of age. So we've relied for so long on the likes of Bundy Aki, Robbie Henshaw and Gary Ringrose that sort of the layer underneath them in midfield has failed to catch up. So that is a concern. But that said, as you've pointed out, Tom Farrell is there on merit. When you talk about coming to the international stage on a circuitous route, he was left go a number of years ago by Leinster Academy, went back, he won an AIL with Lansdowne, found himself playing in the Bedford Blues and got a chance then with Connacht where he played really well. Injuries then sort of stalled his progress for a while, and then there was younger players coming through in Connacht, which meant that Connacht left him go. But he ended up being the player of the season with Munster last year. The Munster players speak really highly of him. So to get your first cap at 32, it's fairy tale stuff, really.
Yeah, it's great. It's great for him. Jack Crowley at 10. Lots of focus on the 10 situation.
Yeah, look,
still.
It's again, when you talk about developing the layer underneath, Johnny Sexton was such a dominant feature in Irish rugby over the past decade. The layer underneath them suffered to a degree. Jack Crowley had developed brilliantly, I thought, under Johnny Sexton. Had a great first season once Johnny retired. Then Sam Prendergast came on the scene. So it looks as if both of them are sort of still trying to find their feet. Crowley, for me, deserves his opportunity. It'll be interesting to see how he's going to start this game with Craig Casey. Obviously, they have a great understanding from playing together in Munster. But, Crowley, I think he was just a little unlucky last week. Some of his kicking game was a little too deep. And I think he just needs to try and relax in the role a little bit more. But again, I would see him playing in the bigger games. I think Sam Prendergast will come on, get another 20 minutes in this one. But, it is an area of concern given that both of those young players under massive focus and attention are still trying to find their feet.
Okay, well, Donal, thanks for that. Donal will be involved in coverage tomorrow. It's on RTÉ Television and Radio 1 Extra, 12:40 kickoff. Just bear that in mind. In racing, Illetti Tombe set up a mouthwatering rematch with John Bonn at Sandown next month in cruising to an easy victory on his return to action in the Clonmel Oil Chase. Today's action is at Dundalk. And a reminder, the GAA All-Stars Awards on RTÉ Television this evening.
Des, thank you.